All right, this week's episode, we're joined by CEO of Nokt, Derek. How are we doing, Derek?
I'm doing great, Paulo. Thanks so much for having me today.
Thanks for joining us. So I like to let the guests introduce themselves. So if you kind of want to give us a little kind of 30-minute elevator pitch of who you are, what you do, we'll jump into the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Derek Cooper. I'm a third-generation realtor by trade that's been practicing real estate in Ottawa, Canada since 2009. And 2 years ago, I set out on a journey to help realtors connect and centralize their off-market listings through the Nokt platform. And now I'm full-time at this, and we're really excited to be scaling the Nokt platform currently across Canada with ambitions of going into the States next.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely we're going to dive into Nokt and the company mission and all of that. I do want to take it back to the very beginning. So you're a third-generation realtor. Kind of give us some info on that. Your experience as an agent, I think you said before we recorded, you started in 2009 selling real estate. How was that journey?
From the beginning there. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like many that get into real estate, I grew up around it, and you know, it was the typical dinner table discussions, as you know, talk about real estate and sales and what's going on within the family, and very much it was a natural progression, but wasn't one that I always knew I was going to get into. I went away to university, studied Bachelor of Commerce, thought I might go into the banking world and really pursue that corporate kind of career. But as I got closer to graduating, I just saw that the opportunity in real estate was so immense. And I've always been entrepreneurial at heart. So I was excited to dive in. And, you know, I think real estate is such a unique profession because it affords you the ability to be so entrepreneurial and not only be having one single line of income. You can be building up your rental property portfolio. You can be involved in coaching. I always knew that I'd be doing something around real estate, even if it wasn't open houses and showings on the weekends. And that's where this landed me. I think I loved learning what are the keys to success in this business. And then through doing that and becoming a top producing agent in our market, it really brought to the forefront this opportunity that ended up being Nokt, which is we as realtors are so tapped into and take for granted the network that we have as professionals in this industry every day. And that's where my growth in the sales business really led to a discovery that, hey, there's an opportunity here to do something a bit bigger for the industry as a whole.
Yeah. So that's a good place to dive into Nokt. Kind of explain what it is and the opportunities you kind of noticed was there for agents.
Yeah, for sure. So Nokt at its core is an internal brokerage network for brokerages to centralize and share their off-market listings, which include coming soons, exclusives, and assignments. We manage the local compliance around how and when an off-market listing can be shared so that the agent knows that all they have to do is post this listing in this one centralized location and the platform will do the rest. The reason we started building this was I noticed that agents are sharing their off-market listings and still are doing this across North America through Facebook groups, internal chats, and effectively really manual and inefficient ways of sharing within their realtor community. And it's not doing them a service. You're seeing the portals like Zillow and House Sigma and Redfin. These are big portals that have amazing consumer-facing brands that are optimizing the listed property journey. So All of the realtor's current clients and past clients are likely engaging with those portals because they don't need to call their agent for sold data and comparables and new listings anymore. Meanwhile, inside an office, there's an immense amount of value that's just locked up in these manual Facebook groups and threads. And so we wanted to say, how can we help unlock that to create a tangible network that not only the agents can engage with the automations of a typical listing platform, but also their clients can be invited in and actually realize the professional value that agent has as being tapped into the local professional network.
So there's a value there for agents, not just in their current buyers, but also their whole database, right? Because they're, like you said, you're giving them a window into something they wouldn't normally get.
That's it. A lot of what we built into this platform was built off of how I built my real estate sales business, which was largely a repeat and referral type business. And what we realized was the Nokt platform ends up being a top of funnel lead source and lead conversion tool for the agent. It's a regular occurrence that I'm talking to our agents that are using the Nokt platform, and they're coming back to us saying, hey, this is an amazingly powerful magnet for prospects that we're talking to. When they see that they can tap into listings that can't be found anywhere else, it actually attracts new buyers and sellers to actually work with their team. So we end up being the top of funnel for these teams, and they use the off-market listing feed to passively nurture these prospects in their database and create really meaningful relationships with them because they're bringing them content that can't be found anywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest play for any agent, right? Is being able to provide value. And that's incredible value just right there, because they're not going to get it anywhere else. So that's a great value prop for marketing and fitting up that top of funnel, like you said. I wanted to ask you about, because I don't think many of the US agents would be aware of the Canadian policies. It's the Realtor Cooperation Policy, right? That's the official name of it?
That's right. Yep.
What is that? And then there's some cool features you guys have that are able to work, I'm going to say around it because you're complying with it, but that make the marketing compliant with it.
Yeah. So we in Canada have the Realtor Cooperation Policy, which is a very similar policy to the Clear Cooperation Policy. One of the core differences is the Realtor Cooperation Policy in Canada limits the sharing of off-market listings to 3 days prior to an MLS, and that's public sharing. So we really have optimized the platform for this policy so that we're not triggering that public marketing threshold. I think the two really core differences, in addition to the time that it can be exposed versus a Clear Cooperation Policy, is that the agent can invite clients in or consumers that are in a business relationship with that brokerage so that they can engage directly with the network. And they also allow for something called one-to-one sharing between brokerages. And so the typical kind of use case for a one-to-one share might be that agent at brokerage A, that's a listing agent, is going to think of a buyer at brokerage B or an agent at brokerage B that they want to send that listing to. They're going to actually email that listing off to them. And because it was in a one-to-one capacity, that's not considered public marketing. We've enabled a smart way for this one-to-one sharing to occur by giving the listing agent a prioritized list of all the agents that have a matching search for that specific property in the system. And we can help them get it in front of the top matching agents in the system based on their existing client searches.
So I think what's interesting about it is that you started Nokt, what you said, 2 years ago?
Yeah, we had a previous iteration that was in a totally different kind of segment of the off market before, but we pivoted to this 2 years ago when we saw that opportunity through the Facebook sharing.
Yeah, and then but this policy only came into effect the beginning of this year, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we actually were building this before the Realtor Cooperation Policy was even contemplated. And that came back to that core belief that even these internal Facebook groups or cross brokerage Facebook groups, which are no longer allowed, they were such a disservice to our professional value as realtors. They were just not giving us a really actionable way to translate that value that we all say we have as a tapped in professional in our local market back to our clients. You know, I remember the days where I'd get out of an appointment and go in that Facebook feed and I'd be thinking of all the buyers I've talked to this year. And then I see one and I'd screenshot it. I'd crop out the listing agent's name. I'd text it off to the client. Such a broken process. What if there's multiple photos? You're talking 30 text messages to get that over to them. And the crazy part is all the people that I screened properties and chose not to send to, they don't even perceive any value professionally that I've done for them. I'm not going to text them and say, hey, I saw some listings today. None of them were good for you. So have a nice day. So this really gave, that was really the core reason why we wanted to build this. When the realtor cooperation policy was announced, I think it gave us a pause. We said, how can we deliver value in this? And as we reflected on it within about a day, it occurred to me, this is our opportunity. Like, this is really our opportunity to actually go all in on what we're doing and make sure we can really provide just a tool that really can't be rivaled for the agents in terms of their off-market listings. And that's what we're really excited to be currently doing.
So can you talk a little bit about the actual user experience from the consumer's perspective? Like, what do they see? What do they have access to when they're using Nokt?
Yeah, so you really have two kinds of experiences for the consumer as it relates to Nokt. The first one is going to be a client that's working with a Nokt agent. That client's going to get invited in. They're going to create their profile, create their search criteria, and they're going to have their own dashboard that is, of course, protective of the agency relationship. So they're going to be able to see the listings in the system. They get unlimited viewing of internal brokerage listings from the brokerage that they're affiliated with through their agent. And then they get receiving of shares from outside brokerages when it's compliant to do so. So when it's coming soon, that's 3 days from MLS, when it's been one-to-one shared based on their search criteria, or if it's an exempt listing from the policy. And so they can actually engage with it just like another listing portal. They just have to log in to do so. And any actions they take in the system, of course, are going to be direct to their buyer agent. So they, if they have a question on a property, it's going to go to their agent. The consumer that's not yet signed up as a client is going to experience it in a different way. The agent that is using Nokt might send a little snippet in their newsletter saying, tap into our off-market network here, follow me on Nokt. Or they might see a listing that they manually decide to share in a one-to-one capacity to this external person. And when that consumer goes to Nokt to view that listing in a one-off scenario that was directly shared to them, they're actually prompted with an opportunity to follow that agent and complete the registration and establish the business relationship that makes it compliant for them to join the network. And that's where we become the top of funnel. What we've seen is agents are able to send this messaging out to their entire database and see an immense reply rate, 3 to 4 times that of, you know, converting a typical internet lead, because there's a, you know, you're coming from a point of value. You're really bringing them something that they haven't really seen offered outwardly in the market.
Yeah. And I kind of like that. It's almost like a third party is encouraging the consumer to partner with that agent versus the agent having to ask. There's something psychologically to that I think is very powerful.
Actually, that's a really good point, Paulo, because we've tried to position the brand as this middle connector that's kind of not, it's not brand specific. We're here with a core value of making these meaningful connections through the off market. And, you know, it's not about saying that this is exclusive to only certain people, but it's that the nature of the listing requires it to be shared in a more discreet way. But we want the agents to be able to invite anybody in, and that there is a really high caliber of sharing going on, and that the you know, that it just really creates a really seamless platform for sharing these opportunities among colleagues and their consumers.
Is it a search portal that the consumer sees? Like, can they log on and search a zip code, or is it more geared towards stuff they've raised their hand and said, I'm interested in these types of properties? Is it both or one or the other?
It's so first off, like when you go to Nokt.com, you're not going to see any listings there. You have to join through your agent. And so if you were to click get started and you were a consumer, it's going to lead you quickly to a wall where it's going to say, reach out to your agent and they can get access. And then we're going to make sure that they bring you in. So, that's one way that we're not a public facing portal. Once they're invited in, they can edit their criteria, so they can broaden their criteria, and they'll always be able to see all the listings within the brokerage they're affiliated with. They're going to be able to see the exempt listings and the public facing coming soon listings. the one, the final piece is the one-to-one shares, and those are going to be based on when the listing agent chooses to share it to their portal, based on how strong a match they are for that specific listing. So with the agents, we often will say the more searches you have going, the more you're putting into the system, the more you're likely to get out of the system, because you know you're just increasing your odds. It's like fishing; you're putting more lines in the water, and you're going to get more back in the way of off-market listings.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think why I think it's so powerful, Binox, I'm excited for you to launch eventually in the US, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But you know, it's hard to get an agent's IBX website sticky, right? Because from a consumer standpoint, why can't I just find all this stuff on Zillow or Realtor.com? Whereas you guys are actually offering something they can't find anywhere else, and you're almost getting a behind the curtains look at what the agents are doing business wise. So I think there's such value in that. To that point, though, conversely, and we've had this conversation privately before. What what's the reason an agent wouldn't sign up with you guys, right? Because I can't think of a reason not to.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I think that one of the reasons we're having this immense growth right now is because it is a very agent-friendly model, and it's filling a need that the agents really feel is important. We've noticed on average, we call 10 agents, 7 of them sign up for our free plan right away. Among the ones that aren't signing up, they may be nearing retirement, just really aren't feeling maybe tech savvy, even though it's a really approachable platform from the technical perspective. So we've got great traction, and we're just launching next month outside of our first market, Ottawa here, but we've got over a third of the agents in our market using it already. And we're seeing our listing growth month over month is really picking up. So, you know, in this kind of climate of trying to stand out, to kind of differentiate yourself from the portals and still be able to offer great services within the changing regulatory environment, it's just such a, you know, an immediate value add that I think, you know, agents are really seeing that.
Yeah. And then talking about the U.S., I know you have plans to move into those markets. What are the differences in terms of, or are there any differences with what you guys can offer, or if the regulations, is it a state by state thing, MLS by MLS thing?
Yeah.
What's the process for that?
Yeah, so we are in the early stages of exploring our US expansion opportunities. And we've got some features that have been optimized for the Canadian market that just need a toggling on or off for the US, depending on which market we're to enter. For example, the one-to-one sharing feature, that may not be compliant in a specific state or local, you know, meeting the local MLS requirements, but we can still deliver for a brokerage or team that has enough listing volume, an incredibly sticky network for internal sharing that's going to level up from the existing tools like, you know, these social networks and chat groups and so on. So that's, I think, the big opportunity for us is we're looking at this internal brokerage solution and trying to seek out brokerages that would like to implement this, because at its core, we're a fully managed and automated drop-in network. Drop it in and everybody gets access to it, and they get the ability to invite their clients in and immediately deliver that value. So it's the product's pretty well already there. We just would look at the local regulations and figure out, okay, this feature will be on. These couple of features may not be currently available.
What would you say to a broker, and maybe brokers do say this or they don't say this, no thanks, I want to keep these listings within my brokerage only. Is there a way of doing that within Noct?
Yeah, because I mean, that's essentially, if the agent chooses, that's loading a listing, chooses not to engage in the one-to-one sharing or post a coming soon date on their listing and just keep it as an office exclusive, then essentially that's what it is at its core, is it's the internal listing network for the agents and clients. And so we have that built out and it's ready to go. And, you know, I've been at some of the larger brokerages in our market, and the management is always saying at those sales meetings, hey, you should be out there telling potential clients we're the biggest. So work with us because we can right. bring you value through this amazing internal network. Well, the consumer should be asking, show me that network. Because in many cases, it's these manual Facebook groups, or even worse, it's 5 minutes of haves and wants at the end of the biweekly sales meeting. You know, like these are not yeah. efficient and practical ways to scale the value of that network that you've created as a large brokerage. We're even seeing teams. There are a lot of mega teams that are able to actually optimize the value of the Noct system on their own. They have enough of a listing volume and they have large enough databases that they need a way to translate all these listings back to their database without giving them public exposure and right. using these listings as a way to cultivate these immensely large databases. Like we have a team locally that will do 500-600 listings a year and they'll have a database of 30,000 plus contacts. If there was no other users on the Noct platform in this market, this team is immediately seeing value just in having their own ecosystem right. To foster the sharing of their listings and nurture the prospects in their database.
I think that's great. Yeah, to me, it's a no-brainer for any yeah. single agent all the way up to a brokerage to sign up. I want to switch gears a little bit to talk about the company itself. We have a lot of listeners who have their own marketing agencies, coaching agencies, businesses in general. So you mm-hmm. had this idea. How did you go about doing it? Do you even have like coding experience or anything like that?
Yeah, no, I don't. Not technical at all. So we did this build as lean as possible, and that was through learning I had from a previous business where I had built out a product, hired overseas developers before there was any product market fit. And so when we tackled this, we said, okay, how do we do this as lean as possible and as quick as possible? And so today we're so lucky to have access to amazing online tools that help you deploy a product in literally days or weeks. And right. That would be my recommendation is anybody that's thinking of trying out a new product and you know, wants to see if this is worth investing their time and money into, start by getting some real validation and see if there's really a need for it. And we were able to build our initial product with a bunch of no-code tools and solutions. And we launched a beta where we got 100 agents on board over the course of a couple months. And if we look back at the beta today, it's, you know, it's funny to see how basic it was and how right. rudimentary it was, but it was still delivering a core value that was that much better than the existing solutions. So we started with that. And then as we got validation, we said, okay, we're going to build an even better no code solution and see if we can actually get revenue traction. And so that's what we did. We used bubble.io at that point, which mm-hmm. is a well-known platform where you can build these no-code solutions. And we actually got into revenue without even going into a coded product. And then at that point, we started raising investment into actually building out a coded system. And we've got a dev team now that's you know, taken all that learning from the prototype phase. And we were able to give them something that they could build out at scale, you know, once we've gone through a lot of the iterations. Of course, the iterations are going to continue and they always will right. if you're creating an amazing product, but you need that learning, that low cost learning and the ability to be fast moving and adapting to the feedback you're getting.
So how big is the team now in terms of hires and things like that?
So we've got 5 full-time plus an external dev team. Yeah. And, you know, we started the year as three of us full-time. We're bringing in a student for the summer. That'll increase the team as well. So, we're growing and, currently raising as well. So it's, you know, my job and in my role as CEO is I'm pretty well spending 40% of the time in fundraising, 40% of the time in sales and demo, and then the other 20% in really everything else that, you yeah. know, keeping the team moving.
So you kind of hired as needed. I think a lot of the mistake a lot of people make is they think they need all of these roles filled to start with, and then they over leverage themselves.
Yeah. And it's a big caution too, because the burn is real, right? Like you start hiring and you've got monthly expenses that go up. What we have been, I'd say, very good at doing is finding very versatile people that you have to have versatility in your founding team. And yeah. I think the first one I got a little bit lucky with, because I hired somebody for sales on my old product that just really wasn't going anywhere. And he helped us identify the pivot and said, I can do this better with no code solutions, even though he wasn't technical at his core. He's clearly more technical than me, but he identified that. And everybody that we've added onto our team comes with experience. They're ready to wear multiple hats and do what the business needs.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you the kind of people you look for when hiring. So I guess it's versatility. Have you found that they've been very passionate about what the mission of the company is and the product itself?
Yeah, I think the other big component of everybody on the team is they're entrepreneurial in one way or another at the core, because, you know, you're jumping into a new product, into the startup world, there's risk. You have to be able to thrive in that risk environment, and that can't be scaring you every day when you wake up and go to work, wondering what the next couple of weeks and months has in store for this business. So at varying degrees, of course, we've found people with that entrepreneurial spirit, and that means they show up with a passion. They're thriving because of the there's little ups and downs, and they're seeing those along the journey, and that's what motivates them.
Yeah, I could see that. What have you found the best marketing channel? What's been the most effective for you guys reaching audience, getting sales? How's that looked?
Yeah, and we're still always iterating on this, and we know we can always be better. Some of our best have been when we have actual real clients talking about our solution and put it out there on socials. And we actually built into our product a whole marketing resource kit to enable the agent to go in, grab pre-written content, shareable content that talks about the off-market. So they can actually, they'll go and they're, one of their core motivations is to be talking to their followers and their database to get more people at the top of their funnel coming into Noct. But a direct spin-off is, of course, agents have other agents on their socials. And when one agent sees a successful agent doing something else, and they're raving about it, they take note, right? And then they come and check it out. It's like we had times where, we'd see an influx of onboards on our Slack channel, and I'd go like, what happened? Like, they're all different brokerages. And then I'd find like a Facebook thread in a industry forum, and it was like, hey, what are people doing to share their assignment listings? And just one person mentions Noct, and then you see 10 signups. So I'd say like in this industry, people like to see what the leaders are doing. But in addition to that, we've had some great success with conferences, just getting ourselves out there. Our growth strategy involves going to new markets through large teams or brokerages. So we had to come up with ways of getting in front of those individuals, those decision makers, and conferences have also been really good for that.
Yeah. All right. I think you've given a really good rundown of what Noct is. I think the last question I have for you is, how did you come up with the name? It's a cool name.
Yeah, thanks. And that was actually from my previous iteration. It was a virtual door knocking app.
Okay.
And we tested that out, and that was the product that didn't actually really have scalability and legs. But what didn't change about the company was our core value of trying to connect opportunities in the off market. And knocking on a door for opportunity really just seemed to resonate for our current iteration. So the name stuck.
Yeah, I love it. All right, where can people find you, get in touch with you? What's the best ways of doing that?
Yeah, so knocked.com, that's KNOKD.com. We have a wait list for markets that we're not currently in, and you can schedule a demo as well. And then otherwise, I'm on LinkedIn and would love to hear from anybody that's, learned something that excited them today, or that may have a market expansion opportunity that they'd like to talk about. We're really keen to have those conversations and just build our network.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us, man. It was a great chat.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Paula.